Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, A Message for Misty, by President Thomas S. Monson. President Monson teaches us about inspired messages. During the message I delivered at General Conference in October 1975, I felt prompted to direct my remarks to a little girl with long blonde hair who was seated in the balcony of the tabernacle. I called the attention of the audience to her and felt this small girl needed the message I had in mind. At the conclusion of the session, I returned to my office and found waiting for me a young child by the name of Misty White, together with her grandparents and an aunt. As I greeted them, I recognized Misty as the one in the balcony to whom I had directed my remarks. I learned that as her 8th birthday approached, she was in a quandary concerning whether or not to be baptized. She felt she would like to be baptized, and her grandparents with whom she lived wanted her to be baptized. But her less active mother suggested she wait until she was 18 years of age to make the decision. Misty had told her grandparents, "If we go to conference, maybe Heavenly Father will let me know what I should do." As we continued our visit after the session, Misty's grandmother said to me, "I think Misty has something she would like to tell you." This sweet young girl said, "Brother Monson, while you were speaking in conference, you answered my question. I want to be baptized." The family returned to California, and Misty was baptized and confirmed a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. From an April 2007 General Conference Address. Things to think about. How do you think President Monson knew he should tell Misty his talk was for her, even though he had never seen her before? How can listening to the Holy Ghost help you show other people that Heavenly Father loves them? 2. Why do you think Misty believed that if she listened to General Conference, Heavenly Father would help her know what to do? How can listening to church leaders help you choose the right? Are they speaking to you even if they don't mention your name? 3. How do you think Misty's choice to get baptized right away helped her life? How can following the prophet help your life? End of article. Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, A Message for Misty, by President Thomas S. Monson.